This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Law Talk on Joy Drive.
Today we are talking about a really important aspect in helping create inclusive environments, and that is allyship. How do we support and show up meaningfully for others, especially those whose lived experiences differ from our own? And with me are two guests who work closely in this space, returning to Joy, Sally Nichols, the managing partner at Nichols Family Lawyers and a leading advocate for inclusion in the legal professions. Sally, thanks for joining us again.
Oh, thanks, Warren. It's great to be back.
And I'm also joined by Jason Toison Machin, CEO and founder of the Equality Project, one of Australia's leading pioneers in LGBTQIA plus inclusion and advocacy. Jason, welcome, and welcome back to Drive.
Thanks, Warren. It's really good to be here with you both.
Now, thanks, Jason. For those who may not be familiar, one of the Equality Project's annual events is the Better Together Conference. Can you tell us a little bit more about it and how the theme of allyship is being brought to life through the conference?
So Better Together is in Adelaide this year at Halloween, and when Feast is on and Adelaide Pride March, October 31, November 1. It is Australia's rainbow gathering. We're expecting almost 1,000 people to be on site, 96 sessions over 2 days. That is a real community hands-on workshop focus. And we also have and representation from all over the country, from all over the acronym, including allies. And we have, for the first time, a dedicated allies stream over the 2 days, including someone from Nichols Family Law, Beck Dahl's Allies Toolkit, Aging for Pride, with Pride, a community in action group workshop, an LGBTIQ equality medical research piece, and local governments for rainbow inclusion are some of the sessions that are there for friends. I mean, the word ally, I think, needs to be a bigger word than that, but it's really about being a good friend to someone who's different to you. And we want to create a space that 10 or 15% of the attendees can come, learn, listen, grow, connect, and ask questions, so they can be a better ally and friend to the rainbow space.
Sal, you're a brilliant ally. What makes an ally?
Oh, look, I agree with what Jason says. It's a big concept, and I think just the basic thing, being a friend, I totally agree, is something, the initial notion. But I really think it means making an intentional choice to stand in solidarity with people from the rainbow community and actively supporting their dignity, safety, and rights. And it just goes beyond passive acceptance. True allyship is about using your voice, your actions, and your influence to promote equity and respect and meaningful inclusion across all areas of life. And it might be speaking up when you witness discrimination, advocating for inclusive policies in your workplace or community, or simply listening and just amplifying the voices of the LGBTIQIA+ individuals. Importantly, being an ally isn't about getting everything right or having all the answers. It's not about being perfect, but it's about being present. It's about staying informed, being willing to reflect and show a genuine commitment to learning and growing. It's a journey, I think, being an ally. It certainly has been for me, and every step, big or small, helps create a more inclusive and compassionate society.
Jason, considering everything that Sally mentioned then, what does that actually look like in practice, and what do you think makes someone a good ally?
Well, allyship is, I really think, is friendship, and it's having the desire or capacity to support someone different to yourself or a minority group or rainbow spaces in this context, and to care about helping more than being actually seen to help. It's not performative. And, you know, you have to be able to take a risk to get it wrong. And we, you know, personally, we all need friends. And absolutely, with all the work that needs to be done, being a good ally is being a good friend to somebody. And that means, you know, stepping up, asking questions, getting in there, using the empathy and leaning into issues and complex issues, really, that are not personal for yourself. And you ask questions, get involved. I mean, it's an action to do, it's a doing. And, you know, I worry that there's a performative aspect to this, and it's really about genuine connection and genuine respect, empathy, and having a crack at trying to make the world a better place. And then in return, us who are being allied are kind, respectful, generous and gracious to the allies, because I'm really worried that we've created an environment in the last few years where we've burned a lot of people who just want to be friends.
That's really interesting. Sel, something that really frustrates me, there's this myth that, you know, we've got marriage equality, things are fine now, everything's fixed, but that's not the truth, is it? We're still seeing LGBTQIA plus people facing real structural and, I suppose, personal discrimination. Is that right?
Warren, you're right. Despite progress, we're still seeing discrimination against those in the rainbow community. For trans and gender diverse people, especially, I think threat of violence both online and in real life is a daily concern. We're probably all aware of the work's been done in terms of trying to find anti-vilification laws to come in, but I think that's why the support really of heterosexual and cisgender allies is very important when speaking out with and for members of the rainbow community. And these issues are just made worse, in my view, by silence. It's not just the big moments of harm that hurt. It's the persistent chipping away at someone's identity that causes the most harm. That's why I think allyship is so powerful. And it helps make spaces safer, more inclusive and more accepting.
Jason, what do you think?
Oh, there's always work to do. I've been working in this space since I was 30 and I'm 55. So, but you know, the work is hard, the work is complex, it's not easy, nothing of value is easy actually, and it's really important that we try and enjoy the journey as we do the work, because I don't think there's an actual final end destination. I mean, if you think about women's suffrage, it's only been 120, 130 years, and systemically women are still not equal to men. In regards to marriage equality, that, you know, took a long time, but it's been 7 years now. There are a whole stack of other issues and concerns that we have to work on, and also we have to take responsibility for the demands. I always believe in, you know, as a gay man, that we have to take responsibility as LGBTIQ people for our role in the mess that we're in, and we have contributed to some of the situations we're in now, and it's important that we do the work, and that we, you know, it's really easy to cancel someone or to put someone down or to say that person's a dickhead, I'm going to write them off. It's much harder to say, what's my role in this messy life that I'm in? And what can I change in the orbits that I exist in? And I really believe all of us can do that. And we would be really useful if we shed the victim mindset and took on a hopeful, open relationship with allies, so we can not burn them, have them join us in the journey. People like Sally, have them use their resources and their power and their expertise and their connections to further the work that needs to be done. And it's not one simple thing. There's all of us and everyone, whether you're an L, a G, a B, a T, an I, a Q, or an A, or a plus, have different needs and different issues that are really, really important. And we need allies to do that. And, you know, in the law, as a gay man, there are surrogacy laws that haven't been amended or fixed in Australia, and they need to be done. And it was really good to hear the Red Cross recently changed the laws around blood donation for homosexual men. So it's really... I'm really positive about it. I think, yes, we've got discrimination. Yes, there's things happening. We've done a lot of good things. There's a lot of good work to do. And we actually need each other. And that's why we call our conference Better Together, because ultimately we are better together. And on our own, we're not as powerful as we are when we have allies.
Absolutely. We're chatting with Sally Nichols, Managing Partner at Nichols Family Lawyers, and also Jason Toison-McSheen, CEO and founder of the Equality Project, all about allyship today. And while allyship is powerful, it's also something that takes practice. Even with the best intentions, allies can make mistakes, and that's okay, so long as they're willing to relearn from them. So let's talk about that. What are some of the common challenges and missteps people face when trying to be a good ally? And I think Jason makes a really good point here too, is we don't need to roast people when they make a mistake.
Yeah, I agree. And one of the things that I've just noticed and I think is a misstep is making it about yourself. You hear in comments like, I totally understand, I have a gay friend too, or I know what you're going through. Just the intention might be to show connection, but it can actually take the focus off the person who's sharing something personal and put it back onto you. That's just something that I've noticed. I don't know if Jason wants to add anything in relation to some common mistakes.
Yeah, Sally, you know, one of the key ways to have strong mental health as an individual is to actually think about someone else and do something for someone else, and it has no actual direct benefit to yourself. And that act of service, So allyship, for example, is a way for us to grow as humans, be happier and healthier, and at the same time, hopefully make the world a slightly better place, because we can actually change. So we talk about stuff in other countries or far away or in orbits we're not in, but we actually can make a difference in the orbit that we currently exist in. The people we bump into, the workplaces we work in, the clubs and communities we're a part of, all of us have the opportunity to stand up, be something, be a part of change. And the big mistake thing is somewhere far away from us. Actually, it's in the orbit now. Everyone listening today can do something tonight with someone that they bump into or they're engaging with this evening that makes the world a better place by you being an ally or a friend, in this instance, to rainbow people.
Just, Jason, you mentioned before about it's not performative. I mean, the idea of performative allyship, when someone looks supportive but doesn't really back it up with actions, Sel, what do you think of that?
Absolutely. I think performative allyship is where people post rainbows on social media or wear a badge during Pride, but stay silent when someone's being misgendered in the staff room, or when they support queer people in public but don't challenge their own friends or family when harmful things are being said behind closed doors. And I think, as Jason's saying, we can just do it in the moment in our every daily lives, the way in which we conduct ourselves. And it really happens, I guess, when no one's watching. It's in the consistent quiet acts, just the willingness to educate yourself, to speak up when it's uncomfortable, and to keep showing up even when it's not convenient. And I think some of the people who I've really learned a lot from, particularly from Jason, who's just an incredible, the way in which he brings people with him. I think one of our good friends, Jack Tomlins, is amazing the way in which she gathers people together and brings them with her, you know, into the space and into the arena, rather than being combative. Jason, that's one thing that I feel that people like yourselves and Jack have really taught me.
Jason?
It's really important to be prepared to be wrong. In fact, we're all wrong on something on some level most of the time.
Mm.
And it's okay to be brave enough to make a mistake. And, you know, it doesn't... Mm. And we also, in return, those who are being allied, need to be gracious enough to not take it personally and to accept with graciousness the help that people offer. Because at the end of the day, that's all we have. We're the sum total of our relationships, all of us, and so we need to care for and respect those around us and empower those who are wanting to, you know, help make the world a better place, which is, you know, the point of the Better Together conference. I just want to say, come and learn. If you're an ally, come, and you've got 2 days, you can listen and hear all the great things about our spaces and the way that you can connect and be of support. And if you're from our spaces, you can come and learn how to be an ally to someone else in the acronym, because I don't understand, even now after 25 years, everything about everyone, about everything. And I go and I sit and I get to listen and be an ally to someone else. And so, you know, just go to the equality.org.au website, Better Together. Tickets are on sale. There's discounts and scholarships for everyone who needs them. Everyone who wants to go gets to go. It is the most nourishing 2 days for the sake of it, not in response to anything, but simply for the sake of, let's gather together to create change. And let's include our allies. And I'm hoping that 10 or 15% of our attendees this year will be welcomed with arms wide open because they care about us.
Jason and Sally, so such an important conversation. Thank you so much for both to both of you for having it on Drive today.
Thanks, Warren. Good to be here. Thanks, Sally.
Thank you. That is Sally Nichols, Managing Partner at Nichols Family Lawyers, and Jason Toison Machine, CEO and Founder of the Equality Project.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.